Right, bitches, I'm going to teach you something called graph transformations. Now, this comes up on the GCSE syllabus and also the A-level syllabus. So all you fuckers need to know about this. Now, what we have here is f of x. This means a function of x. And this is the graphical and visual representation of that function. All we're really told about it is it's got a turning point, a maximum point at 1, 3. And the question here is asking us to find this turning point under all of these transformations. Now, really, there's only a couple of things we need to know to be able to do this quite easily. And it is a lot easier than you may think. The change. So f of x is the original. These numbers that have been added are the change, as I refer to them. So here, the change is inside the brackets. If the change is inside the bracket, that means it's an x transformation and only affects the x coordinate. If the change is outside the bracket, you fucking guessed it, it's a y transformation and only affects the y coordinates. Now, as far as what that transformation is basically what we do to that coordinate. So I'm actually going to start with the second one here, and you'll see why in a sec. So f of x minus 3. First thing we can see is this changes outside the brackets. Therefore, it's only going to affect the y coordinate. The x coordinate is going to stay exactly the same. So we can put that in already. There is no x transformation here. So the x coordinate is going to stay the same. Minus 3, we literally fucking minus 3 from the y coordinate. So 3 minus 3 is 0. So that's going to be the turning point. What's literally going to be happening there is this graph will be shifting down 3. That's the actual visual representation of the whole graph. But this point is what it's asking for, and that's going to be 1, 0. Now, the reason why I skipped this one is because there's a little added thing we need to know for x transformations. And that is, annoyingly, x transformations do the opposite of what you expect. So we've identified straight away this is going to be an x transformation, which means the y coordinate is going to be unaffected. So we may as well just write in 3 straight away. Now, remember I said the x transformations do the opposite of what you expect. So this is an x plus 1, so we are going to minus 1 from this x coordinate here. So that's going to become a 0 as well. Now, that's going to translate also to this one. So f of 2x, it's an x transformation, so the y coordinate is exactly the same. Once again, we may as well just write that in straight a fucking way. Now, what did I say? X transformations do the opposite of what you expect. This is 2x. It has the x, the original x, has been times by 2. So what do you think we do? That's fucking right. We divide the x coordinate by 2. So that becomes a half. And this one, easy as fuck. Y transformation, because the change is outside of the brackets. So the x coordinate stays the same. That's just a 1. And then because y transformations do what we expect, we just times the y coordinate by 2 because the f of x has been times by 2. So that's going to be a 6. And there you fucking go.